Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on the 20th day of June. Let everyone please join me in taking the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So welcome and thank you for this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. To my left, we have Building Inspector John Wick, Attorney John Daly, and members Mike Williams, Tim Powers, Bob Winner, and to my right, Bob Hunt, and our recording secretary, Anne Warren. If anyone appearing before this board is related through a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of minutes from the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date.
May 16th.
May 16th. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of the excuse minutes be dispensed with the approval of the
chair. Second.
On the question, Mike?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Carol. All persons making an appeal before the court will be heard in accordance with the town law of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, 280A, and if I talk like this, can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Subdivision 3 in the town of Orchard Park zoning ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court a record of petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds for the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. And I do want to mention that per section 144-63E, one, all public notices have been filed. And will you please read the affidavit of publication?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park New York will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023 at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Okay. Let the record show that slight inspection for tonight's cases were made by
Mike. Yes.
Yes. Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board. We do have one person out right here. So Mike will be a voting member this evening. Anna, can you please read the first item?
ZBA file number 3122, Michael and Marissa Harmer, 115 Autumn Lane, Zoned R2, SBL number 184.06-1-53, sublot 53, map cover 3707. Request an area variance to install a 54-inch ornamental fence in the required side yard. Fence or wall or hedge shall in no event enclose the front yard, nor shall it exceed 4 feet in height. A fence shall be of open decorative design and permit clear visibility through at least 80% of its vertical area. Section 144-22-A2.
Whoever is here for this case, if you wouldn't mind coming forward, you can stand, but you can tell us about your project. Okay. And then we will, so after you explain, we will have board discussion, or we will ask you questions. We will be going to the audience for people again to stand for it, so don't be alarmed, that's normal. Oh, you can sign it together. Mm-hmm.
Adam Lykins and Marissa Harmon. So the variance that we applied for was to have a 54-inch fence to enclose our backyard. The reason being is that primarily we have two pets. One is an extra-large dog that is extremely tall. Up on her hind legs, she can look me in the face, and I stand about 6 foot, and she's also extremely athletic. So at the last property, we only had a 5 foot fence, and the 5 foot fence seemed to just barely deter her from being extra curious about trying to climb over a fence of that size. So as we were going through the development of this new project, we thought that if we were in the fence in our backyard, it would need at least a height of 54 inches. Coming from something that was 60 inches to do our best to keep our pet living and safe for our property. So, our understanding with the drawing that we submitted, if we were going to come off of we have corner lots, so if we were going to come off of the side of our house, not the side street, not the front of our house, but the side street of our house, to come inside of the 50 foot setback, which is only exactly at 50 feet. And the height of the fence cannot exceed 48 inches or 40. So in order to come off of the back corner of our home towards the side street, approximately 50% of the setback, which is what the drawing represents, about 25 feet towards the street, and then head down the side of the corner lot towards the back property line. That particular part of the fence, if that was only 4 feet instead of 4.5 feet, I think the 4 inches would be a little concerned as to whether or not that area of the fence would do us a pretty good job of maintaining our paths in the backyard.
Done?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll start with mine and then we'll just ask questions.
Are there any other ways you can clean that fence? I don't know. I guess I've never thought of anything outside of having a fence in the yard to contain the pet. Backyard allows for a free day and enjoying the property in general. I obviously there are electric fences as an alternative. I've seen dogs that are 60 pounds up with electric fence. I'm not sure what they can do with 230 pound animals. I just think because of the size of the flexibility of our pet, I personally think that just a standard fence would be the best option. Containing the pack and the safest option.
We also have two little kids, and so being on a corner lot, we would like to be in our backyard and not have to worry about our kids running near the street or anything like that, especially being on that corner. So having a fence wouldn't make a big difference.
Yeah, when they save this fence back towards the house, would they be able to know that he said along the side and the other side, so the back and the other side would be taller? If they moved the fence closer to the house at some point?
Well, if they were even with the wall of the house, so they draw a straight line on the wall of the house going back.
So where the corner of the garage, which is the house, is going back.
And then that could actually be 6 feet high there.
So have you thought about moving the fence back? I know you were looking at it on the inside of that gas line. Would you look at trying to move it in a little bit?
I just think we'd move a big portion of our backyard if we did that. If we had basically half of our yard cut off with that fence.
Yeah, we moved about 25 feet by almost 100 feet. It'd be a large piece of the yard that we would be able to have fence on.
And I don't know the way the rest of the board is concerned, but if the option was denying the variance versus moving it back, just so you know there was that opportunity, in case you wanted to look at that option.
I know we talked about where we have a mandor at the back of our garage, which is the back of our house, and we talked about not including that in the fence and coming out of the back a couple feet and exclude our walkway, but then go towards the street. Would that make a difference with the height? Even if it's off the back of our house?
Yeah, but you're still technically moving it from the side back in the house, and then you're going to shut it out.
We still want to go towards the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Can you get any input from the neighbors?
I'm sorry?
Can you get any input from the neighbors from those homes in the town?
There were a few people that made mention that they received the notice for the letter. None of which had been pulled up when we discussed it, but they were concerned about what we had described at that time.
Thank you.
So if you were to proceed as planned, basically you have the lot fenced in for your dogs as well as for your children.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in the house?
Since the last week of March, just a couple of months.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for granting of variance? For. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, one at a time. And then when you talk, please state your name and your address for the record.
And also for the record, you have 3 minutes. From here?
Yep.
My name is John Garvin. I'm 35 Autumn Lane, across from the property. And my wife and I, Faye and I, are against the variance. We've read through the code 144-22 that we got from the code enforcement department, and we don't feel it could be clear. Any lot fronting two or more public streets, each and every yard fronting such street, shall be considered a front yard. So this side yard, backyard, whatever you want to call it, it's a front yard as far as the code is concerned. At least that's the way it reads to me. Under A2C, such fence or wall or hedge shall in no event enclose a front yard. Well, by definition, this is a front yard, and they want to enclose front yard. That's like me across the street, even though I don't have a corner lot. I want to enclose my front yard down to the right of way. I don't think that's right. Also, an ornamental fence is really function. It isn't an ornamental fence. Sounds like the code to me is like it would be part of a planting or something like that, like a split rail on a corner or some flowers or whatever. But it says a fence must be intended for decorative purposes, and this is not under this part of the code. And under this part, and so the fact that they want to have two large dogs in here, to me, it creates almost like a dog kennel effect in their front yard, right across the street from my house. I do not oppose at all if they went from the southeast corner of their house to the back, straight back, with whatever size fence was within code. I don't have a problem with that. But coming out toward the street, I am definitely opposed to it. Thank you.
I'm Megan Minatelli. I live at 31 Autumn Lane. I too am against the property order 115 Lane. Autumn Lane requesting to install a higher fence. I'm also against their intent to erect a fence on a road facing front yard side of the property due to safety concerns and property values. 115 Autumn Lane is a corner lot. As per the yard regulations 144-22, Section 8.2.B, obtained from the Town of Orchard Park Code Enforcement Department, on any lot fronting two or more public streets, each and every yard fronting such streets shall be considered a front yard for the purposes of this section. As for the diagram of the proposed fence obtained from the Town of Orchard Park Code Enforcement Department, the property owners of 115 Autumn Lane intend to erect a fence in their front yard. The homeowners of 115 Autumn Lane did not request a variance to install a fence on the front yard side of their property, and the neighboring property owners were not notified of this intent. A portion of the proposed fence will run parallel to Autumn Lane and the owner's driveway. A higher fence than current code regulations will cause impaired visibility and a safety issue. As per the yard regulation section 8.2.A, a fence installed in a front yard must be intended for decorative purposes. As per the letter written to the Zoning Board of Appeals by the property owners, the owners intend to use a fence to enclose two large dogs and their two children, not for decorative purposes. As per the yard regulations A.2.C, such fence or wall or hedge shall in no event enclose the front yard. On the proposed fence diagram obtained from the Town of Orchard Park's Code Enforcement Department, the proposed fence is enclosing the entirety of the south-facing front yard, except the required right-of-way area near the road. Enclosing a front yard with a fence would negatively impact the property values of the homes and the residents of this last neighborhood.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the grant in there? Anyone who receives any outside communication?
I did, and they've been distributed.
Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting, so no more comments from before. What is the discussion?
Are you fine with the
closing? I'm going to see if it's aligned with that. Deny the granting of variance. I think there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood and its detriment to nearby properties. The benefit can be achieved in another way. I think the request is substantial. I think there will be an adverse impact or effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood and the difficulty with itself. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
DBA file number 1223, Megan Burke, 82 Hunters Ridge Road, zoned R3, SBL number 153.14-8-4, sublot 32, map cover 2721, requests an area variance to construct a 20-foot by 30-foot shed slash pool house 5 feet from the side and rear lot lines. Minimum side and rear setback in the R3 zone is 10 foot each, section 144, attachment 14.
Who's here for that case? Please come forward. And you can sit, stand, just please sign up.
What would the new size be for the
proposed? Yeah, so it wouldn't be that big. It would be 20 feet by either 20 to 25 feet wide.
And how would that impact the setback?
Well,
How would that impact your setback?
It would have to be, so it would affect the depth of it.
So?
So the 20 feet would have to come down to 15.
So your setback would be how many feet with the smaller construction?
Would
be 10 feet then?
Yes.
Okay.
And that would mean 20 feet then? Okay. So you would now be meeting that requirement. So now you're only asking for a side setback. No, I'm asking for both just. If it were to help, I have the.
I'm asking, is there a way that you could move the structure instead of 5, but 10 feet away, and still meet the 10 feet offset for the pool?
It would significantly, it would make it very long and narrow, so then I would have to go further on the length. So it would affect just the overall look of it.
Probably.
So it's going to be a smaller structure, but you're still looking for the same site.
You're looking for 5 foot setback on each side.
Right, which is what she was asking for before, but with a smaller footprint.
You could obviously.
So 20 to 25.
And with that footprint, how far would you be from the edge of the pool?
With which footprint? The 5 foot variance?
With the 20 by 20 or 20 by 25?
If it was 20 feet deep, I would only be 5 feet from the pool. If I maintain the 10 foot.
No, I'm saying with the.
With the variance?
With the 5
feet. 10 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That might not turn to be.
I would.
No, it's okay. Because I remember when I was, this is what I was doing. This is, in my opinion, what the door is. Right?
The door.
Right. Okay.
So the
step
that I'm
going
to do out of the bottom of your grid, and my neighbor in the house is actually at the door.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay.
Okay. Just to clarify, is it 20 or 25 feet? Because you said 20 by 20 or 25.
She said 20 to 25 feet because she hasn't drawn anything up at this point because
I was waiting for the marion to figure out exactly what I can do with the
Is that one what you would purchase?
For you going here for it? I would have to test it, so, I can't buy it.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't gotten that far through it.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grant and Grant? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Grant and Grant? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against Grant and Grant? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against Grant and Grant? And I need to see the communication?
I did, and they were just confusing.
Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting for the discussion.
I'm also with the one step in versus what we do.
I think that it's not an enclosed building.
Yes, that's it.
Which you need to get the one third step. That's 5 foot.
Yeah, but we would make sure we make that.
Do a board member
willing
to make a motion?
I'll make a motion and see if I can get that part right. So, regarding ZBA file 12-23, I make a motion to approve the variance. I don't believe that there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't feel that the benefit comes across in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. With the changes in the dimensions, I don't feel that the request is substantial. I don't believe there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. While the difficulty was also created, I don't feel that it precludes the granting of the variance, and it does make a note that this is looking for one setback versus two, as was notated in the request. So the rear setback would be reduced. Well, we wouldn't need the rear setback because they're going to be every time the normal 7 feet. So it would just be the one side setback.
Isn't that going to be one of the same side?
No, it's just the side one.
Side one.
Okay. Do you want to discuss that?
I'll
second. Any questions, Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, when you're ready, can you read the next one?
ZBA file number 1423, Anthony and Lisa Nicastro, 12 Sandpiper Court, Zoned R1, SBL number 173.12-2-12, sublot 23, map cover 3207. Requests an area variance to install a covered patio with the overhang approximately 1 foot horizontal distance from the roof vertical drop line to the edge of the pool. No swimming pool shall be located closer than 10 feet to any building, nor closer than 10 feet to any rear lot line. No swimming pool shall occupy more than 10% of the total area of the premise. Section 144-30-B6C.
Okay.
So we appreciate everybody who's been able to come out and see our project.
project, we certainly feel that it's very unique and that we needed everybody to put their eyes on it. We also come in front of the board tonight and gave a packet to Lauren and Mike last night. We have the support of over 20 of our neighbors. I think it's 22 of our neighbors and our immediate neighbors to our left. We couldn't be here tonight. Bill Chewy actually submitted a letter on our behalf, which was very nice and a surprise to knock on the door last night. We also received the final HOA approval from our first on state CDA. We got that this morning. To bring that with us. We also have a very well-written and detailed letter from our, which we think is very respected, architect James Bailey in Rochester. He helped us design this project. Helped my wife and I understand the code, not only the code of the town, but the code of the state and the BDNY code. Plus, we also had some great support from our attorney before we would even want to venture into asking for a variance and making him also understand our position. So, at this point, I'd like my wife to read the letter from James Bailey, who's an architect from Rochester, New York, who designed our house and also designed our rear covered patio structure.
Tony. It is understood that officials at the Town of Orchard Park have raised concerns with the proximity of your covered patio to the in-ground swimming pool. Reference has been made to a town zoning code prohibiting a swimming pool located closer than 10 feet to any building. I would argue that the covered patio is not a building by definition in the Town of Orchard Park zoning code, nor in either the Residential Code of New York State or Building Code of New York State, RCNYS, BCNYS. The BCNYS specifically defines a patio cover in Appendix I of the code, along with its allowable construction and use. I have been designing homes in New York for almost 4 years, many of which have included swimming pools and pool-side covered patios. I have never been restricted in the location of a pool-side covered patio in any township in New York over those years. The BCNYS defines covered patios in part to differentiate it from that of a building to avoid the confusion you are currently facing. Reference to definitions in the RCNYS and BCNYS is the rule when a specific definition does not exist in the local zoning code. Understanding this, I believe that the patio cover as designed and located is in compliance with not only all regulations of the prevailing New York State codes, but also that of the local zoning code of Orchard Park. Should any questions arise concerning the submittal, please do not hesitate to contact me. Respectfully submitted, James R. Bailey.
So, can we wish you could have joined us tonight, but that wasn't possible. We feel we're very reasonable residents of the town. We lived in Orchard Park for 17 years. We understand the concern that everybody has about the proximity of our covered patio in relation to our pool. Kim, I don't know if you saw this when you came out, but this is, I had a 3D rendering done. So from the water line here to the drop line, I know the position says 1 feet. This is actually, I put 42, and I measured it again last night, it's 44 inches, so let's call that 42 inches. Also, in the initial blueprints that we submitted in our initial permit application, there was a whole new set of deck stairs. The original deck stairs were removed, and the new deck stairs are going to come around closer to the house. There is absolutely no way anybody could get from the stairs or from the deck immediately access to the roof. And we understand that. We feel it's a little bit of a stretch, that the concern that we've been told about, you know, people wanting to jump off the roof and into the pool. We don't have any children, and we're certainly not the type of people that encourage anybody to come over and try to do anything dangerous. That would be our liability. One of the proposals, and I hope that shows our flexibility, is that my proposal was to build a reverse gable on
the waterline, which would push this potential crazy person wanting to jump off this roof, push him much further away to this corner. And Mike was kind enough to tape it off last night. It was about 9.5 feet. I measured it again. That's what this, we'll call this the left column. This is 9.5 feet. That's for further column. It's much, much further away. And we hope that that, you know, again shows our flexibility, and hope that would mitigate some of the concern of these potential pool jumpers, what they call them. And again, we feel it's extremely reasonable. Again, the main reason that we were denied was, again, no swimming pool shall be located closer than 10 feet to any building. And that's what our architect is making this point in case. And again, our attorney also feels the same way, that this structure is not built. And I think the last to close, we've all been to a ton of different sites, but our backyard is extremely private, and it's surrounded by trees. And again, we were very pleased to get the support of all our neighbors, knowing that objected. If somebody's here tonight, we don't know about it. If somebody sent something in, we certainly don't, but we'll know that in 2 minutes. So with that, thank you for your time. We're open to any questions.
I thank you for, first of all, letting us come here. I
appreciate
you coming. I still have some concerns just about how close everything is. And we talked about some things. And if you were to move that, the right pillar on the front, if you would move that back, this one is this one would be fine. And then move this way.
So you're just connecting here, and then your closest point would be here. So if we can move this focal point.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. So like, we realize that this is going to do it perfectly, yeah, but we need to make it straight. So how about if I just do this and make it straight?
How far back are we going to do it?
From the pool, well, right now we're at 44 inches here. Right. So,
from the actual.
Right, and there's no water here. So Dave Holland said, you know, this would be our water line. I mean, we could get to, you know, 5 feet here. It would be a little bit of a stretch to get to 60 inches without having to move our.
So 60 inches. So you're only talking about that 16 inches.
I mean, 18 more inches. So I got
I'm not comfortable with it.
So, you guys are
four votes by one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of with Mike. I'm just not comfortable with it.
But it's like you said, we're just one vote.
Yeah. I'm comfortable going back to 3 feet. So it's 3 feet off the step?
Off the step.
Yeah.
And 3 feet off of
the step. The back of the step.
Yeah.
The back of the step.
Uncomfortable.
Besides that, though.
Okay. So we're going to have a moving public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion.
I'm comfortable with the compromise of 3 feet. I really can't see anybody getting up there.
ZBA file number 1523, Jonathan Schmidt, 7425 Mileship Road, zoned R1, R2, SBL number 162.07-2-1, part of Farm Lot 8, Township 10, Range 7. Request the Zoning Board of Appeals extend the time frame of the approved area variance received 72120, file 1420 for two residences on one lot. Section 144-63D2D, expiration of appeal decision.
Hello, welcome. Would it respect you? Okay. about your project?
It's the same as it was 3 years ago. Obviously, some COVID came, and we were getting ready to do it in the spring of 2021. And it came to a halt. And then, I mean, subsequently after that, materials, contractors, and so I went to work a couple months ago, and not realizing that this expired, it really wouldn't have changed anything for me because it was not feasible or even possible somewhat during that period of time to do the project, and sort of waiting for things to settle down price wise and now rates are up, and anyway, just can't wait forever, I guess.
You mentioned something. Are you planning on a pool and pool house with this?
I was.
No humor in this.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions. So, is there anyone in the audience that would just speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that would just speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that would just speak against the granting the variance? And then is there anyone in the audience that would just speak against the granting the variance? Did you receive any outside communication?
No.
Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing. For discussion? Okay. Do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval. There will not be an undesirable change in the character or neighborhood or a detriment to the properties nearby. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of a variance.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
ZBA file number 1623, Crystalline Becker, 2324 Southwestern Boulevard, zoned R3, SBL number 153.08-1-10, sublot 10, map cover 2030, requests a use variance to operate a pet grooming business out of her residence. use. Only one use shall be permitted on a lot. Uses permitted in R district shall not be permitted on the same lot with uses permitted in B districts or I districts. Section 144-20D.
I'm going to start off by saying, sorry to jump the gun. So under application, you made a mention of a sign.
Yes.
Okay. So that would be another variance.
Okay.
So we can give you the option where, what was the word you used?
We can adjourn.
We can adjourn. And then you can come back if you ever need one more stop. So if we granted you the variance today, you could only operate the business and would have to come back and forth for the question. You can have a not more than 60 square inches of dining room window, which on the southwest version. So your choice.
We have a packet of temperature limits. I think we gave it to you originally, but we also have one for everybody.
Sure. According to the New York State DOT traffic volume report on Southwestern, there's about 21,000 cars that pass my house every day. So an additional 8 cars a day can be taken back. We have a build-up plan, which really isn't a build-up. We're just planning on insulating my garage properly, adding the 100 per minute between my house and the garage. Like we were told we would be done. And then we would just be tying into our HVAC and minor electrical. There's already plumbing in the garage from the utility, so you wouldn't have to do anything from there. I think that's pretty much it.
Thanks, great. They brought this set up online, unfortunately. So, so would this be the entrance to the business separate from the rest of the house? Okay, so people that were going to the business could not get into your house through the inside. So you said you each do one dog at the same time, so 2 dogs.
We need to pay your appointment.
Okay.
So to minimize traffic and minimize the traffic.
Okay.
So there would be like a maximum of 2 dogs in the salon or 2 families of dogs.
And one of you lives here?
Hi.
Oh. That's how I
have. But one-on-one, they would just pull in, drop off their dog, and then come back and then they would pick up?
Typically, they're not in the salon for more than, they would be in the salon for more than, 3 to 5 minutes.
And you could point the feedback just so that, I'm thinking of my dog, and we'll be able to drop them off there, and I think it's 4 cars.
That is good. And you can see the ones that are very large, but.
But
obviously, you were intent to correct the school again?
We were just going to, actually, we were going to do the last year.
And we do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. It's an address to do it. Would they all be from the side of the river?
They would be from the side of the river.
Do you have any input from the neighbors at all?
I do have one neighbor that's across the street away from Hazel. They actually came over and asked me for a room. I'm telling them to give them a job to the
The code has a section for these areas, and I guess the difference that we just take a special meeting. Certain applications and regulations will deprive the applicant of a reasonable return on the property. By the lack of return is substantial, as demonstrated by competent financial evidence. Is this going to be your main source of income, the daughter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
My question just, again, goes back to parking. Assuming each of you have a car, I don't know, will there be any more than two cars?
There would be our two cars, but I do have an aside stone lot next to the garage where I can use
it. So the front lot, the front yard, or the front driveway would be exclusively for customers?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Only going to be you two working?
Yes.
No one would be.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
No boarding at any time for them.
Absolutely not. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Granny's Bearings? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of Granny's Bearings? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Granny's Bearings? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the Granny's Bearings? Have you received any outside communication?
No.
Okay. And close public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make a motion. The granting and refuse variance. First application of the regulations will deprive the applicant of the reasonable return on the property and their return is substantial. The hardship is unique and does not apply to the substantial portion of the district and neighborhood. The variance will not alter the because of the character of the neighborhood. And the alleged hardship was, it says not self-created, but it is self-created. That doesn't include the grand or anything. So I move for approval.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Yes. Thank you so much.
ZBA file number 1723, Robert Cullen, 27 Schultz Road, zoned R3, SBL number 171.12-3-26, sublot 2, map cover 1056. Request an area variance to replace his existing shed with a 40-foot by 48-foot garage that exceeds the footprint area of his house by 824 square feet, a customarily incidental and subordinate to the main use or building and located on the same lot therewith. In no case shall such accessory use dominate in area, extent, or purpose the principal lawful use or building, except that vehicle parking areas may be larger than building area. Section 144-5, term defined accessory use.
Hello. Welcome. Good evening. Whenever you're ready, you can start talking about the project.
I'm Robert Collins, my wife Paul Redding with Collins. We'd like to replace the building that you say is a shed, is actually up in the garage. And flat roof is going to be there. Let's go a little larger, so we just got married and then like 2 houses combined and then a room in the back. Basically, we're going to do this with a structure and we're going to call it for our house. We're going to see the end of it.
Are you planning on doing any business out of this?
No, absolutely not.
And strictly storage?
Well, personal storage, little shop for myself, for some motorcycles. I will buy it and move some snow for my own personal use. Free vehicles, no one else. But I just want to keep the yard cleaned up and keep everything inside.
I just, when I first looked at the application, it does seem like a rather large structure. Any thoughts to maybe making it a little smaller?
I've done the layout of the shop, and I just can't fit everything in there. I like to keep everything inside. From the patio furniture, you know, winter times, several yard equipment, mowers, something like that, bobcats, and shop for that. So just for putzing around. 3 vehicles, a bunch of harness, trailers, everything on there available. I will combine the wall, and maybe off 10 feet off the area, like that, and 20 feet off the side. The last 30,000 square feet.
Okay, thank you.
Did you get any input from the neighbors?
I did. I talked to the neighbors around there this morning. No one's supposed to talk to you.
And you said you're going to manage to get the neighbors to the house and then to the
trees. Similar color, and then I'm going to do some accent stone 3 feet up on the bottom. It will be a beautiful building. That's just going to be a good fire structure.
Thank you.
Is this going to be in the same location that the other one is now going to be open? It would be straight back where the other one is now.
That's correct.
And you talked about podcasts and snow removal.
Yes.
Just for your property,
there's no building. I have a neighbor out there and everyone on the street. Why are they on the street? One about 12 houses on the street. Okay.
Sorry, going to the number. About 900 square feet larger than your shop. I guess my question would be, I'm having trouble with the size a little bit.
They have a very large lot coming from, of course, Springville. I have 40 by 100 pole barns, so I can condense as much as I can. And we're also combining one. I want to keep everything in that. It's important to my
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Please state your name and your address for the record.
I'm here as well. I'm a neighbor across the street. And this part of that building that he wants to put up is to replace a garage that he can't use. I'm all in favor of it. Thank you.
Yes, and I'm Nancy Thoreau, Euclid's wife. On Fort Schultz Road. And when I don't know about you, but I'm from the old school, and we were taught if we bought any equipment or anything that we needed to take care of it. And to me, a storage building is the perfect place to take care of our equipment. And I have to say, Robert and Paula keep a beautiful yard, and I know that they want to keep it nice. And also, I've seen him with, he has such a heart for the neighborhood. I have seen him when there's been a winter storm, and my neighbor panics with snow. I mean, she really can't. And Bob will go out there in the winter and help with his bobcat. Not asking for a job, just out of neighborly love. And I've seen him, my other neighbor, Sally, broke his collarbone. And he had to go to his daughter's house to stay. And here Bob was with his lawnmower mowing the lawn and taking care of it. I can't say how much we respect Bob in the neighborhood. So he went to keep this equipment running. I don't know about any of you men or women with equipment. And I think for me, if I have been going for a ride and see someone's yard, if they have a nice door shut, I don't mind at all. But if there's equipment laying around, toys, rusting away, that is what it has to be. So that's all I have to say.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would just speak on behalf of Granny's Grain? Is there anyone in the audience that would speak against the Granny's Grain? Is there anyone in the audience that would speak against the Granny's Grain? Okay, I'm going to have
you receive any insights? No. Okay. And closing the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion? I'm not going to put this before. Okay, do I have a word on the motion? Regarding CDA file 17-23, I don't feel there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the nearby properties. I think it will be an enhancement. I don't feel that the benefit will be sought in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel that it is preclusive from the grant.
Okay. Do I have a second? Okay. Anyone second?
Yes.
Yes. Tim?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Chair votes now, but good luck.
ZBA file number 1823, Patrick Heister, 4089 California Road, zoned R3, SBL number 161.14-1-5, sublot 15, map cover 2321, request an area variance to house chickens on this 0.6 acre property. Any parcel of land containing at least 5 acres, which is used for gain in the raising of agricultural products, livestock, poultry, or dairy products, Section 144-5, terms defined farm.
Hello. Whenever you're ready, how's that prep?
So the project was originally just to obtain 6 chickens. However, Judge Foy only had 7 left, and I don't feel comfortable with giving them 1 mine. We did plenty of research afterwards. And we have constructed a run that is more than 1.5 times size of these chickens need to have a very lavish lifestyle. The building has been painted and trimmed, and it's not an eyesore at all. The animals are kept out after very frequently. There's no smell at all. No noise, virtually no noise in the other quiet chickens I personally ever encountered. I have written I have 2 letters, both from neighbors, and I have another one that I believe is here as well. All 4 of them. And other than that, we won't do specifics. I unfortunately did not put those 2 emails.
If you wouldn't mind,
let's
speak to the record.
Yeah.
So this would be the typed letter. I'll start with one here. The typed letter is from my neighbor directly to my left. And the written letter is the other half of the property of mine at the side-by-side unit. The written one is for the people who share the property with me.
I'll start with a few questions on it.
It sounds to me as though you've already constructed the run for the chickens, and you already have seven of them?
Yes. Okay. The building permit has been obtained for the building itself. It's all in our code.
So you had a permit for the
right. All the permit has been obtained and everything. This meeting is, you know, to make sure that we can allow to keep the chicken inside that specific run, no free ranging at all. Again, I have seven of them, and if you Google the note that says for even a large chicken, it'll be about 15 feet of run space. This is upwards of 150, almost 160 square feet, which is an average of almost 40.
Have you spoken to any of your other neighbors other than the ones you have the letters from?
We were going to attempt a petition for the neighbors behind us. Unfortunately, time got away from us. We did have a garage sale, which we did participate with some of the people behind us. The response of most of the people, or all the ones that I've personally spoken to, was for. I haven't personally spoken to any of them or against it. We see a lot of people walking every morning and night, and a lot of them enjoy watching them. We even ask them if they really want to build benches and they can hang out and look at them. I mean, I enjoy hanging out with them. I have my coffee in the morning. The general response that I have personally seen is no one really has an issue with it. I understand we're here because of the complaint, but I'm also willing to compromise on anything I can. Something to keep changing.
How long have you lived there?
I purchased the property in September-ish of last year.
Okay, thank you.
How long have they been there?
Since about March of this year, about 3 weeks.
And do they run outside of that tent at all?
We have let them out a couple times, just to, for scientific safety, how far they go, but for the most part, they just stay completely inside the run. And if that's a situation where they have to follow and continue to stay in there, I think that's more than enough for them to stay in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have a permit for this.
The building itself is roughly 12 by 13. The sides are roughly 7 feet tall, 7 feet tall. The range is about 8. It has a corrugated glass roof on top, and it's fully contained. It has hardware mesh on the bottom. So it has predators, chicken wire on the top. You can see it's white, maybe trim. There's solar lights around it, and there's painting plants and American flag and plants around the outside. I mean, from an outside picture. Unfortunately, the only pictures I do have are on my phone, but it looks no different than a gazebo or, an outside picture.
Okay. What do you plan on doing with the chickens?
Well, these are pretty much just for responsibility for kids and eggs. If we get to the point where we have an excess amount of eggs, I'm not opposed to selling them or giving them away. But that's primarily
just chickens, no roosters.
Correct, all hens.
Permit is quite specific. Instead, you will need EPA approval to use chicken coop.
Correct.
So you should come sort of further to the.
Unfortunately, I didn't know
that
I had to. It was originally a shed, and unfortunately, we had the chickens prior to knowing that I had to be at a meeting of this time. If for some reason I'm not allowed to keep the chickens, we'll just turn the structure into a greenhouse or a shed.
All right, thank you.
Do you want your phone?
Yes, I would like
that. I don't think I have any questions.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of green clearing? Please state your name and address for the
legislation. Mark Cushingham, 4075 California Road. My our property is adjacent to Seven Stone Lane, which is adjacent to Patrick's. We've talked about this since we started building the chicken coop. And I am all for teaching children responsibility and respect for life. And I believe that in watching the way that he and his neighbors handle their children, they're respectful and they're not wild and crazy. They have all of their activities there that are contained in their yard. And I think the chicken coop is a very friendly place. They have little stools in there so they can sit and visit with the chickens. There is no smell as far as I can detect. And I don't hear the chickens, so I'm not a backyard neighbor, but I am a side yard neighbor, so I don't really know how time travels to that. But I'm just really happy to have neighbors that I can talk to instead of neighbors that put up lights and stumps and strange words on the street. So, I'm all for the chickens. And it's not, I mean, he's even offered to give us extra aid to because I don't think it was intended to be for financial gain or profit, but just to teach the children responsibility. So I'm all for chickens.
I live 475 California Road, Tom Halen, and I have no problem with it at all. I never understood people worrying about other people's property. That's it.
Primary concern is for some ranchers, if there's no roosters, it makes me hope there's no noise, but also the potential impact on the value of our homes, extremely important, I think, to all of us. The potential for odor, we said that there is no odor, that there's nothing to hear. We're worried about, from what I've heard, that chickens can be attracted to rodents, coyotes, and foxes. They have a lot of foxes already, and there has been a coyote around, but will that attract more? Will the chickens get loose and, you know, run across the road and somebody hits one of them? There's all kinds of things that could happen that we're not familiar with this. So that's the comment that I've heard. I don't know if anyone who lives in the wants to make a comment.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Michelle. I'm at 214 Seven Stone. I think it's an honorable endeavor that he's trying to do. If it were someplace else, it'd be fine. But one other consideration in making a determination is how it affects the character of the neighborhood. Certainly, we are in a residential area. It's not a rural farm area. And I think that this would, along with the things that Jared just said, would have a negative impact on our community. Thank you. I don't know whether the roof or the homeowner who is
trying to sell eggs. And he sells eggs, and the concern is that there's no parking on California Road, that we wouldn't want people stopping on California Road to buy eggs. And we create a hazardous condition. There's no parking allowed on California Road. I just also say that there could be predators such as foxes and coyotes and raccoons that might be attracted to hopefully there's no chance of slaughter. I don't think that there would be any chance of slaughter.
Just what was already distributed to.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting, or public discussion, board discussion.
I don't know.
I'm not comfortable with the code of 5 acres.
Nothing against gentlemen and his effort, but the minimum is 5 acres, and we have a point of view.
Is there anyone that wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Make a motion to deny the variance. There will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood. Benefits can be achieved in another way. Request substantial and be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. Difficulty is self created.
Yes.
Sorry.
So just so that we are clear, the building is good, used for other purposes, because of the building.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I appreciate you.
Have a good night. File number 2223, N5 Real Estate Development LLC, vacant lot, Southwestern Boulevard and Angle Road, zoned B2, SBL number 153.07-1-8.31, farm lot 405, Township 10, Range 7. Requests two area variances for a proposed convenience store and service station. First, to allow a vehicle entrance exit within 80 feet of a residential district. No automotive service station shall have an entrance or exit for vehicles within 300 feet as measured along the right-of-way of any residential district, section 144-29C2. Second, to allow vehicle parking within the front yard. Vehicle parking is prohibited within the front yard in this B2 zone, section 144-29A4.
We're going to be back here for questions. Kind of like church. Right? We're going to get in the back. We're going to get in the back. Let our people do handle the business, and then if we need to, we'll say our piece.
Well, ladies
have brought up
looking.
Hey, we call them about a state. So.
Whenever
you are ready.
Okay, thank you. I'm Jeff Palumbo. I'm with the law firm of, I got a case in the news that it changed, Mark Bongo, who was Black Bongo. And I represent the petitioners. I'm here with Rob Sweet and Austin Rosen. They know this better than I have. They lived with it the last few years. I've only been involved for the last few months. So the property, as you indicated, is located at the southwest corner of Southwestern Main Road. The proposal is for a 7-Eleven convenience store with gasoline pumps. So let me just give you a brief history. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but this has been going on a number of years. It started that with an application in June 2020 and ended up with town board approval in July of 2021. So during that process, they went through everything that the town of Orchard Park normally requires, which is the landscape plan, landscape committee, conservation, planning board a number of different times, had the issue of sewers, and that sewer issue was worked out with West Seneca. All the issues were addressed, including the issue of whether or not this is an automotive service station. And at that time, it was determined that the code enforcement officer and really everybody else that was involved, as I said, including the planning department, Remy Orfield, Tom Ostrander, everybody that was involved with all the different meetings that we had, concluded that this was not an automotive service station. Therefore, the requirement about 300 feet did not apply. It was indicated we're 80 feet, but because we're not an automotive service station, that did not apply. And the same really is true with respect to the issue of the front yard parking. All of that was discussed all the way through. All those different meetings, there must have been, I'm estimating, but 12 different meetings that were attended where the plan was always the same, with the driveway on Angle Road, the driveway that was shared with the Dallas General on Southwestern, and the parking in front of the convenience store. So,
when the building permit was not issued recently, or when the issue came up again with the new code enforcement officer, I did have a conversation with Tim Gallagher, and I said, really, we're approved. The town board has approved this. And after all those months and months of study and whatnot, and Tim said, well, that may be true, but how about we go to the zoning board today and do this, which, in their opinion, probably should have been done in the first place, if it was determined that this was an automobile service issue. So, you know, we acquiesced to Tim and said we would file the application with the zoning board of appeals and appear before you. And the reason why we agreed to do that, while still reserving whatever rights we might have had, was because we still believe that the benefits outweigh any detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood, which, as you all know, which you've been discussing all evening, is the standard for area variances. So I just wanted to go through those. It's in our application. I know you've been here all evening, probably don't want to hear a great deal of this, but let me just go through a couple of the factors. Number one, whether an undesirable change would be produced in the character of the neighborhood. We would submit to you that there would be no undesirable change. In fact, we think the opposite is true. We think the area will be safer, and with a safer flow of traffic with the two methods of ingress and egress. If this is denied, and we would not have an entrance on the angle road, they would be left without owning an entrance, because the entrance that they're using is shared with Dollar General, and that is not on their property. And that's not a situation that I would like my clients to be in. So by having the access onto the angle road, it allows for a smoother delivery of the fuel pump. The trucks could access through an angle and then do the delivery and then exit off of Southwestern in a very safe manner. Number two, whether the benefits ought to be achieved by a feasible alternative. There really are no feasible alternatives, and as I just indicated, the reason for that is that we wouldn't have another place to put a driveway. We couldn't put a place to driveway any closer to Southwestern. We would have no alternative. And the same is true with respect to the issue of the parking. We have to have parking in front of the convenience store. People are there because of that. It's a convenience store. If you don't have the parking near the front door, they just don't go. They go somewhere else. So the benefit really cannot be achieved by any feasible alternative. The third item is whether the requested variance is substantial. As you know, you've heard many times, the New York courts have consistently held that this is not something that you can determine by a simple formula. What it means is whether or not the impact of granting the variance is substantial, not by a formula, but a percentage. And the overall effect of granting the variance is what's relevant. Here, the effect of having that driveway closer to the residential lot line is minimal at best. And whether the variance will have an adverse effect on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood, there are no issues of drainage or wetlands or other potential environmental impacts that will result either from the driveway location or the location of the parking in the front. The proposed driveway on an angle is located as far away from the intersection as is possible to make safe access to and from Angle Road. And again, all of these things were discussed, the location of the driveway, the two driveways, the parking, all of that was discussed over that year and a half period of time. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, and I would argue that it's not self-created given the determination that was made originally by the code enforcement officer. But if the board may conclude that it is self-created, then, as you know, that would only be one factor that the board would consider in deciding whether to grant the variance. So I can have our folks go into any more detail that you would like regarding that year and a half period of review, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
So,
because I guess my personal opinion, I think the driveway is too close, but our hands are kind of tied at this point because all the other boards have different purposes.
I think you got several questions. First, I think that the reason they're here is that a new set of eyes was not privy to the history that Mr. Bonham laid out. Second of all, I think given that history and given the involvement of the building department and the planning board, we really are in a position which to deny it would not be offensive if there had been this much of a record of approval before you. Being caught with this detail now. So, my observation.
Okay.
Are you here because somebody has a
No. I'd rather not be
correct. Okay.
Well, I mean, personally, just my observation, I prefer them to have an exit onto Angle Road when there's a light versus trying to exit onto Southwestern Boulevard.
Right.
And I'm also looking at the plaza across the street where you have Leo's and everything else, and whether they consider front yard parking on Southwestern or front yard parking on Angle is really kind of confusing, and we already have the front yard parking on Angle with the plaza.
Does
anyone have any questions
on this? Yes, for the road. Will it start coming in at 20 and exiting at Angle? Or will it be moving back to the number of 20? Or will it be like that?
Coming in off of 20. No, they would come off an Angle and exit on the Southwest.
I have a
mini car. Okay. I got to pop a truck plan.
You have a truck around there?
I think I do.
Identify yourself for the rest of the
Wait 1 second.
Well, I'm more concerned about a truck going through the
other. I'm Rob Sweet with Bridell Clarion, 5721 Dragon Way, Suite 300, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45227. This was the previously approved truck plan. As y'all can see, the truck would enter on Angle, offload the over, and we have to offload on the passenger side. Offload and then make a U-turn to head back. What would that be? Westbound, eastbound on Southwestern. So you wouldn't be crossing that double hill. You would be making a U-turn out of the property and heading down back to where you were just down. And on top of that, on Angle Road, I believe there's a truck restriction that you can't go past the bus depot. There's a bus depot back there, so I don't think our trucks can go back there. But they also don't have any reason to do that. There's nothing back there for them to go to. Any of them are part of it. They're either going to the plaza across the street from us, they're going to the fueling facility on the opposite side, or they're coming to our place in Dollar General. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for grand conveyance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for grand conveyance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grand conveyance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the grand conveyance?
I actually don't want to speak against or for, but can I speak?
You have 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. My name is Ryan Kowski. I'm actually the owner of 2766 Angle, which is that 72-unit senior living facility, which neighbors the parcel where the speedway is going to go. I have a question. This is the first time I've even seen the plan, so I would like to at least see the survey. Practically, the statement that I do want to say is, out of my 72 residents that I do have in my facility, the large majority of them don't own vehicles. So they are walking down Angle Road, which there is no sidewalk, crossing the street, going to that gas station there, to do their shopping or they are going to Leo's. I am in favor of the gas station going there and the convenience store. I think that, you know, collectively the two properties could coincide and work very well together, especially for our residents there. So as far as me being for the property, that's what I have to say.
Is there anyone else that I will close the public portion.
I didn't receive anything. No, it's okay. I didn't receive anything.
Okay. Board of discussion? I feel so. Okay, do we have board members in the motion?
I'll make the motion. 22-23. I vote to approve the variance. I don't believe there'll be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the neighborhood property. I don't feel that the benefit can be stopped in any other way other than the granting of the code variances. I don't feel that the request is substantial. I don't believe that there'll be an adverse effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. That's kind of the area that we probably calculated in that fashion. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel that it includes the function.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. I'm going to all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.